Title: Distortion Chain Basics for Clean Mixes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing distortion for drum and bass in Ableton Live, but with one very specific goal: make things heavier and more forward without turning your mix into a crunchy mess. Because in DNB, distortion isn't just make it angry, it's tone shaping, it's harmonics, weight, bite, and presence. And if you do it cleanly, you'll get that rolling, expensive sounding density while your sub stays solid and your drums stay readable. By the end of this, you'll have a simple distortion chain you can reuse on re-SEs, neuro mids, even drum buses, all stock Ableton devices. Let's get set up. First, pick a source. For this lesson, bass is the easiest place to hear what's going on. Grab a simple Reese, or even just a sine plus a bit of square. If you want to follow the practice exercise later, hold a long note around A or G so it's easy to hear changes. Now, the first habit that will save your mixes: gain staging. Put a utility at the very start of your bass track. Set it to 0 dB for now, but we're using it as an input trim. Look at your channel meter. You want peaks roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Not because it's a magic number, because distortion creates extra energy, and if you start hot, you'll run out of headroom fast. Clean distortion starts with space. Quick coaching note: distortion is basically level sensitive EQ. If your input level changes, your tone changes. So if you can't get repeatable results, it's usually not the device. It's inconsistent input, different notes, different velocities, random peaks. If you're designing and you keep getting surprise spikes, you can temporarily put a limiter before the chain just to catch freak peaks while you experiment. Then remove it afterward. That's a design phase safety rail, not a final mix move. Cool. Now we build the chain. Same order every time, because consistency is the whole point. Device 1 is utility. It's already there. Optional for bass: hit mono. In DNB, sub and low bass are often better centered. You can widen later on purpose, but start solid. Device 2, EQ8, and this is pre-distortion cleanup. This matters more than people think. Distortion exaggerates what you feed it, so if you feed it rumble and mud, you'll get distorted rumble and distorted mud. Not fun. On bass, at a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to delete your sub. You're trying to delete useless below sub garbage that eats headroom. If you're really protective of true low notes, keep it gentle and don't push the cutoff too high. If the sound is boxy, you can also do a small bell cut around 200 to 350 Hz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Optional. Only if you hear that cardboard thing. If you were doing this on a drum bus instead, you'd high pass around 20 to 30 Hz and maybe shave a bit around 300 to 500 if it's muddy. Now device 3, saturator. This is the main harmonic generator. Set the mode to soft sine for smoother, warmer rolling bass, or analog clip if you want more techie bite and presence. Start with drive around 3 dB. Anywhere from 2 to 6 is a normal zone for beginner safe settings. Turn on soft clip in the top right. Now, the most important discipline with saturation: level matching. Pull down the output so that when you bypass saturator, the loudness stays basically the same, because louder will always sound better for a second, and that's how people overcook distortion. So do this: toggle bypass on and off and ask one question: is it better or just louder? If you're not sure, it's probably just louder. Next device: auto filter after the saturator. This is post-drive tone control. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 6 to 12kHz and adjust. Keep resonance low, around 0.5 to 1.5. Here's the vibe: distortion adds fizz. The low pass filter is what turns cheap sandpaper into dark and expensive, especially in drum and bass, where you want aggression, but you don't want that constant brittle top that tires your ears out. Next, glue compressor. Distortion can create spiky peaks, and glue helps it sit like a record. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. If you want more clamp, try 1 millisecond, but start at 3. Release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Don't smash it. Make up off again. We're going to level match ourselves. And now we finish with another EQ8. This is post-EQ, not for surgery, but for placement. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 150 to 300 Hz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB. If it needs presence, a tiny boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it read on smaller speakers. And if it's harsh, dip around 3 to 6 kHz a touch, or just pull the low-pass filter cutoff down a bit. Rule of thumb: if you're doing extreme EQ here, go back and fix the drive amount or filtering earlier. Post-EQ should feel like finishing touches, not damage control. Okay, at this point, you have the basic chain, utility, pre-EQ, saturator, post-filter, glue, post-EQ. Now let's make it mix safe and modern, parallel distortion. This is the secret weapon. Instead of pushing drive harder and harder, we're going to blend distorted tone in underneath the clean signal. Select the devices in your chain and group them into an Arduino effect rack. Command or Control G. Open the chain view. Create two chains. One is clean. This can be literally just the dry signal or utility only. The other is dirty, which contains the full distortion chain. Set clean to 0 dB. Set dirty down at about minus 12 dB to start, then bring it up slowly until you feel the distortion speak in the mix. Teacher moment here, you're not trying to hear distortion. You're trying to notice that the bass becomes easier to follow. It feels closer to your face. It shows up on small speakers. That's the win. Now the very DNB specific move, protect your sub. Distorting sub bass is one of the fastest ways to lose headroom and get inconsistent low end. So we split the job. Clean chain handles sub stability. Dirty chain handles mid aggression. On the dirty chain, add an EQ8 right at the start and high pass it, 24 dB per octave, around 90 to 130 Hz. A great starting point is 110 Hz. Now the sub stays clean in the clean chain, and the dirty chain is basically mid-bass character. You can even slightly low-pass the clean chain if you want it to be more sub-focused, but don't overcomplicate it yet. At this stage, you've got a rack that's already very mix-friendly. Let's add a couple of pro workflow checks that keep you honest. First, meters. Don't trust your ears alone when you're adding harmonics. Drop a spectrum before the rack and another spectrum after the rack. Now you can actually see what you're adding. Most of the time, distortion adds energy in the 1 to 8kHz region, plus it can build low mids. Also, if you do heavy clipping and the waveform starts looking asymmetrical, you might be flirting with DC offset vibes. Ableton Utility doesn't do DC removal, but you can use a EQ8 with a super low high pass at like 10 to 20hz as a quick cleanup check. Second, mono compatibility. Put a utility at the very end of the rack and map width to a macro, so you can toggle from 140% down to 0. Check 0% sometimes. If your bass loses its body, your dirty layer might be too wide or facey. And one more mix tip that's weirdly true, a clean mix often means less 250 Hz and less 4kHz. If your sound feels gritty but not loud, don't instantly add more drive. Try a tiny reduction around 200 to 400 for mud, or 3 to 6k for sandpaper. Now, let's talk arrangement, because distortion should move with the track. Try automating saturator drive. In verses, maybe 2 to 3 dB. In the drop, 4 to 7 dB. Or automate the dirty blend so the distorted layer creeps in before the drop. A classic DNB move is ramping the dirty blend going into bar 16, so the drop hits with more perceived energy without changing the notes. You can also automate the low pass cutoff. Open it slightly on fills and transitions, close it back down for that dark rolling pocket. If you want a controlled advanced variation without getting complicated, here are a few options. 1. Two gentle distortion stages instead of one heavy one. For example, a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive for density, then an overdrive with low drive for edge, then filter and compress. This often sounds more musical than slamming one device. 2. If you have Live 12 Suite and Roar, you can swap it in for controlled aggression, but still do the same philosophy, level match, filter, and blend in parallel. 3. For tiny amounts of extra grit, put erosion on the dirty chain only. Noise mode, 4 to 8kHz. And amount like 0.2 to 1.0. If you can clearly hear erosion as a separate texture, it's too much. And if you're dirtying a drum bus and your snare loses snap, try drum bus after saturation with very low drive and a little positive transient. Boom off. That can bring back attack while keeping character. Alright, mini practice exercise time. The goal is simple. Make a rolling reese feel louder and meaner without increasing peak level. Step 1. Load or create a reese. Hold a note around A or G. Step 2. Build the rack with two chains, clean and dirty. Step 3. On the dirty chain, do the pre-EQ, saturator, filter, glue, post-EQ. Set saturator drive to 5 dB. Soft clip-on. Step 4. High-pass the dirty chain at 110 Hz. Step 5. Start with the dirty chain volume all the way down, then bring it up to around minus 10 dB as a target area and stop when the bass becomes more present, not just brighter. Step 6. level match the whole rack. Toggle rack on and off. The loudness should stay basically the same. No louder allowed. Now do your checks. Does it read better on small speakers? Does the sub still feel solid and not wobbly? And when you bring the drums in, does the snare still cut through? If the snare gets masked, don't panic. Usually you either need to pull the dirty blend down a touch, or shave a little in the bass around 200 to 400 or 3 to 6k, depending on what's fighting. And if you want a really modern approach, sidechain the dirty chain more than the clean chain, keyed from the snare and maybe kick. That way the sub stays steady while the grit breathes around the drums. Let's wrap it up. Distortion stays clean when you control two things, input level and frequency content. Your go-to chain is utility, pre-EQ, saturator, filter, glue, post-EQ. Your mix-safe upgrade is parallel distortion in an audio effect rack. And for DNB, the golden rule, distort the mids, keep the sub clean. If you tell me what style you're making liquid rollers, jungle, jump up, neuro, and what your bass source is, like wave-eatable, operator, or resampled audio, I can help you turn this into a ready-to-save rack with a few macros like drive, dark, forward, and clean dirty blend.